Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Volatile markets while you're retired. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, how are you handling the recent market volatility? I have a client couple that is ready to pull the ripcord on retirement, but because of the tariff on tariff-induced stock market gyrations, a couple is they're kind of scared to retire. We're going to go over their plan again, and we're reassessing their situation. Fortunately, we had a couple of safeguards in place. We've been planning on this date for at least a year. In preparation, we've kept some cash on the sidelines. The markets were really humming when we put it aside, but the money markets were paying between 4 and 5% interest. It kept the money earning, and it was liquid. The reason for the cash is exactly for what just happened. We will inevitably see future volatility in the markets. A correction is a dip of about 10%. It happens on average once a year. Having cash gives your other investments some time to recover without reducing the principal. A bear market is when the S&P 500 dips its recent high, and that happens on average once every 5.5 years. Some bears recover in a couple of months. Others can take several years, like the 79% dip in 1929 that led to the Great Depression. That dip was the worst in 150 years, and it took until 1937 to reach a new high. We're taking advantage of that downturn. Many investors are harvesting losses in taxable accounts and or to do a Roth conversion. We're selling holdings that are down. That way, we lock in losses to net against future gains. Make sure that you discuss this with your CFP professional to ensure a conversion is right for you and that you're doing it correctly. After a thorough review, the clients are still going to delay retirement a little bit longer. They will build up more savings and trigger a bigger Social Security benefit while waiting as well. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
I opened the mail the other day and got an eye-popping look at my 401k after the tariff talk began. And, there was a big number there that went to the downside. And I got to tell you, I was pretty upset there for a while, Don.
Yeah.
It's starting to come back, though. It's coming back.
Yeah. Well, if you're, you know, I mean, we were fortunate that we had this cash on the sidelines that we took some profits when the markets were really humming along because we knew that this was going to happen. In other words, we had a specific use for it. And what it's doing is buying us some time until the markets have a chance to recover.
Right, today is National Shrimp Scampi Day. Honoring the delicious dish of shrimp cooked with butter, garlic, lemon juice, and white wine. You know, you can cook almost anything in that, and it's going to come out tasting pretty good. Even Mama's dish rag, I guess. Scampi is a culinary term for small lobster known as nephrops, also known as langostino or Dublin Bay prawn.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
A lot of information there for me to figure out.
Completely unrelated to this day, but there it is. All right, but it did trigger something, a thought in my mind. Do you guys, do y'all have a different favorite preparation for shrimp? How do you like it? Ted?
Oh, man.
Let Don answer first.
Don?
Well, I mean, I think scampi's a great way to go.
Oh, yeah.
You get to get some fettuccine with that or some linguine and just put it over there with that butter sauce and a big old toasty piece of fresh Italian bread that's got a little garlic on it. You're done.
Well, that's my wife and I had a, it was in a bag. I don't remember exactly what it was called, but it was a, just exactly what you said. It was in a frozen bag and we heated up pretty good. Pretty good. How about you, Ted?
I'm just not I'm one of the few people in the world that I just don't care for shrimp.
You don't? No, okay.
If it's swimming in some sort of cheese sauce,
I'll eat it. Kind of covered up, yeah.
But I'm just not a shrimp guy.
What about these little rings, the half rings you can get at Dillon's?
Doesn't interest me in the least.
No, I love
those. People love that stuff.
Oh, I do, man.
I'm just not one of them.
You ever tie those, Don? I can do the whole ring. I mean, they're just.
Yeah, I have. I know this sounds weird, but I'm kind of careful about where shrimp comes from. I prefer to have, not to say I don't eat shrimp from other places, but I prefer to have stuff that comes from the Gulf. You know, you just know it's American and it's safer.
Yeah. Several years ago, my softball team that I played on, we had a shrimp boil out. I don't know, someplace out in the country. I don't even know where it was, but it boiled up a bunch of shrimp, and we, you know, you had to devein it and all that stuff, and it was okay. I wasn't crazy about it, though.
I think there was a guy in. I thought there was a shrimp farm someplace in Kansas.
There is.
Is it still around? I'd heard that it might have shut down or something.
I haven't heard about it in quite a while, so maybe. But yeah, for a while there was. It wasn't too far from here either.
Sure, wasn't a Crawdad Ranch or something like that?
It was in Oxford.
Yeah.
Oxford, yeah, down the south part. Okay. But it was a shrimp place, not really not a Crawdad place. Then, huh? They look alike to me, little devils.
Shrimp and crawfish?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. There, look them up.
All right, 6:34, Steve and Ted in the morning. It was 14 years ago on this date, that'd be 2011, that Prince William and Kate Middleton were married at Westminster Abbey in London. There you go. Kate and the Prince, 14 years ago. Time flies. Yes, sir. The serial Guinness World Record breaker, David Rush. Apparently this guy has a number of world records, okay? It's what he does.
Okay, that's his deal?
Yeah. He put his speedy stacking skills to the test. Take on the title for the fastest time to stack 10 rolls of toilet paper with one hand.
Oh, well, there you
go. One hand now. Think of that. Rush, who holds the most concurrent Guinness World Record titles, said it took him hundreds of practices and practice sessions, dozens of official attempts to break the previous record of 5.45 seconds.
Well, he's apparently got a lot of time on his hands.
You got to make sure it's, you know, if you're stacking, you got to get it just right or it'll fall over by the time you get to number six, I would imagine.
Mm.
I'm just trying to think about it. I've never stacked toilet paper.
Nor has anyone else.
I have.
Except this dude.
I won't go. Never. Rush was finally able to narrowly take the title with a time of 5.38 seconds.
Oh, well.
And he's speedy. He secured himself a place in eternity, you know? Wow. Started toilet stacking with one hand. One hand. Now, I don't know what the two-hand record is.
Oh, the two-hand record. Whole different set of skills.
If I operate my toilet paper only with one hand, I don't know how other people do it, but there you go. The toilet paper stacking record. You're going to hear that kind of story anywhere else there on radio in Wichita today.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. A new plaque has been added to the law enforcement memorial in downtown Wichita to honor former Sedgwick County Sheriff's Deputy Sidney Carter. Carter died in a crash in 2022 while responding to a call in West Wichita. That's nice to honor our people who have served and and have passed on.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
All right, it's 6:36, Stephen, 10 in the morning. You know, I'm just looking at all the things that I have going on in my life today.
Yes.
There's not a whole heck of a lot, I'll tell you. Not much at all.
Yeah, winding up April.
April is just almost in the books. Next holiday is Mother's Day, coming up May 11th. And my wife's already making sounds on that one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she knows where she wants to go.
Oh, and, all right.
And somebody who's
getting ready.
Her offspring had better come through. That's all I can say.
All right.
Because I'm not going to foot the bill. Mother's Day. You got any, you don't have plans yet for your mom. I don't.
That's still way off.
That's still a ways off. Okay. Hey, coming up about an hour from now, we'll check in with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. I'm sure he'll have something to talk about. Maybe that meeting they're having today. And
I'm sure.
If Ryan, if you got a minute to spare, you just mention the word baseball, and Ryan is off to the races.
Even though you haven't talked to him about baseball in at least a month,
we haven't had the need to. If we have any time to kill today, we'll talk about America's pastime.
Podcasting isn't just evolving; it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.